Some schools in New York State are struggling to find enough school psychologists, according to a new report from the State School Boards Association. But as WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports, even in districts that meet the minimum federal guidelines, administrators want more psychologists on staff.
The Penfield Central School District has a ratio of 603 students to every psychologist. That's well within the recommendations from the National Association of School Psychologists. Even so, Superintendent Thomas Putnam wants more. Putnam is quoted in the report saying that the time psychologists need to spend on administrative details for students with special needs takes away from their ability to address the social-emotional needs of all students. WXXI reached out to Putnam in the district but didn't hear back. But those sentiments are common across the state. School administrators quoted in the report say their psychologists find themselves mired in tasks like scheduling meetings to set up individualized education plans. Those are the plans designed to help students with special needs. A superintendent in Broome County says his district has enough school psychologist positions to meet basic requirements, but with an increase in special education students, psychologists there are spread thin. Two-thirds of school psychologists surveyed by the State School Board Association say their district does not have enough psychologists to meet students' needs, according to the report. The report comes at a crucial time for youth mental health across the country. Suicide is the second leading cause of death for people ages 10 to 24, and opioid-related visits to doctors by school-aged children in New York have more than doubled since 2010. The report does make some recommendations for local districts, including partnering with community organizations that focus on mental health, increasing the visibility of their job openings, and focusing outreach efforts in minority populations. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.